We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
If you're here for the facts, you're the wrong podcast.
We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again, giving you another one.
And another one. Whatever happened to DJ Khaled? I feel like he's been hiding.
Nah, he's still out there.
He's on a jet ski somewhere.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
Definitely. How was your week this past week?
I don't know what's in the stars.
Okay.
What's going on?
What's going on?
No, truly, I don't know what the fuck is going on. My AC went out.
Jesus Lord.
I was temporarily blind.
Yeah, you gotta post that picture.
Y'all, I looked bad.
Remember a couple episodes back, I told y'all my lip was swollen. Her eye looked like my lip. It was actually bigger though.
I woke up and I wear contacts, so I'm used to my eyes being irritated. This was the most horrible feeling of my life. My eye, I couldn't even open it. It was just fluttering. It felt like there were shards of glass in my eye.
Jeez, man.
I thought I could thug it out, still make it to work. I couldn't. Also, your job's not that important.
No,
people will
not.
Be fine. Stay home.
Yeah,
call
seriously.
In. Yeah, ended up having to go to the ophthalmologist, which just sounds expensive, and it was. And I had a bunch of little scratches on my eye.
You're rubbing your eye too hard?
I don't know if it was from it being agitated or me rubbing it too hard or what the hell happened, but it looked like I looked like Hitch, but just in the eye.
Jeez, that's rough, man.
So I don't know, but that's been my week. It's been like one punch after the other. I don't think it's just me though. Everyone seems to have shit going on.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, Mercury's in retrograde. I don't know, something, but
life is out here kicking everybody's ass, I feel like.
And it's just so like, on top of everything, it's hot as hell.
It's been like over 104 degrees every single day for like the past like month.
I got into my car, it was reading 115.
Yeah, mine was too, because right now we are recording, it is 8:18 p.m. and it is 97 degrees.
Yeah, like no
at there's no 8:30 p.m.
y'all, yesterday I went out to dinner. The breeze was hot. It was 8 o'clock at night. It was a hot breeze slapping you in the face.
Okay, next Tuesday though, it's gonna be a low of 76 and a high and a high of 86.
I'll take it.
But that's next Tuesday, not this Tuesday coming up.
I was watching a TikTok and this girl was like, get ready with me. And she's like, I kind of want to wear a fall transition outfit because, you know, it's still 65 degrees here. She's in like Boston or Chicago or something. Loser. 65 degrees in August. That's a dream.
In Boston?
She was in the Northeast somewhere.
We need to move. We're in the wrong area.
Maybe we could be like reverse snowbirds.
Yeah.
Just move like up to
fly
the,
but you don't like to
summer.
Be cold though.
No, but this is too hot for me.
And you're from here. That's the sad part.
And I'm from here. I've never had a heat like this.
This is not the same. You cannot convince me that this is the same sun that I was under when I was in high school doing shot put and discus and playing flag football.
Absolutely,
and in the marching band outside. This is not the same sun.
I had a friend the other day and he was like, I said, oh yeah, like we're all going to get together for drinks. You should come. And he's like, I can't. I have a sand volleyball game. I said, sir,
you're going to burn to death.
It's 108 degrees outside. Yeah. No one has business playing games in the heat.
No, definitely not. I don't even have time for stupidity at this point. It's too hot to be stupid.
Truly.
It's too hot to be stupid.
Truly.
Like, road rage is at an all-time high. I'm a racist. I'm a colorist. I'm an ageist. I'm not a colorist. I'm an ageist, though, in the car, especially
well,
ageist.
Colorism, too much.
Yeah, no. I don't do cut that out. No, I'm not a colorist. I'm definitely not.
She's like, racist for sure. Ageist,
definitely.
Of course.
I'm a racist and an ageist, absolutely, in the car. Absolutely. I'm more of an ageist than a racist, honestly.
Also, the only good thing about working at a hospital is that it's air-conditioned.
Well, unless you go on a floor. Okay, so one of the floors that I work, that I go to, because we go everywhere, they actually have been having, I think,
AC issues for like 15, 20 years. And they have these huge, like, portable AC units.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
The ghetto child.
Yes. And so they finally moved patients off of the unit.
As they should.
Exactly. But they did. I mean, when you walk on this unit, you're just like, you just pray that you don't have a patient in the contact isolation room. Because it's just like, you're not getting therapy.
Here's the thing. If I get stuck in a hospital room that does not have air conditioning,
yeah,
I'm simply not doing it.
Well, then the patients are always like, they're 90 and 80 years old. It's so cold in the hospital. Oh, shut up, Mr. Johnson. Nothing pisses me off more. Shut up.
I walked into multiple hospital rooms this week, and yeah, I was like, oh no, it is a stagnant, like, 80 yeah degrees in this room. You must be stopped.
I'm just like, you need a comforter, a jacket, a sweater, something. Like,
run cold. I don't care that you're on death's door and you weigh 76 pounds. No. I am the lively one here. Yeah. I'm moving the meat. I'm doing the work. Turn the AC down.
Absolutely. I'm hot and I'm turning this shit down. Oh, please don't turn the AC on. You
here's
know
a blanket.
What you're gonna do? You're gonna warm up when you start working with therapy.
Oh, the best quote. You know to warm you up? Movement. Get movement up.
Physical therapy. Let's go, Mr. Johnson.
Here I am. Here we are.
That. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good week, though.
How? Yeah.
I mean, as life was kicking your ass as well.
Yeah. Just work is also just like, you know, when you're like finally making headway with a patient and then the doctors come and do some fuck shit and you're like, absolutely, okay, great.
Undoes
all my work. And I'm like, great, cool, awesome. Yeah,
that's a circle of life.
Yeah.
Circle of
life.
How
was your week?
My week was actually really good. I had a really good week. It was very productive today. I was very productive today. I got all my laundry is done, like completely
damn
done. And I didn't meal prep yet, but whatever. I'm good to it. But other than that, my week was really good. I had to go off on a physician and kind of. Here's the thing about physicians, y'all. I don't care about your MD degree. Like, no one cares about your MD degree except for probably your parents, right? Because it's not a badge of honor. It's required for you to practice medicine, right? And so you're not more special than the nurse. You're not more special or important than the therapist. You're not more special and important than lab. And so I had to really put a doctor and her intern in their place this week because they just tried me. And I was just like, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to ever feel comfortable to do that to anybody again. But we'll talk more about that in the rehab corner. But other than that, my week was actually really good. Life is still life and as usual, but
life is good.
I didn't feel hit over the head as much during this week.
That's a nice feeling.
Yeah. When you get like Jesus just gives you a break from like kicking your butt and you just like, mm-hmm, let him get up. Let him
Jesus
get up.
Jesus said, take this week off.
Well, not completely, but he was just like, all right, I'll just kick you a little bit. I ain't gonna punch you and kick
That's
you.
So nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm full of Christ love this week. Sounds great.
Such a good feeling.
Absolutely.
I didn't eat a heavy lunch today, so mm-hmm, my Vyvanse like kept Vyvancing throughout the day.
It kept Vyvancing?
Yeah, okay. And it was a lovely feeling.
Well, that's good.
Because I've been getting, I don't know, it has to happen to you too. It happens to everybody.
What?
That like heavy post patient, once I'm off the floor, I finally sit down, heaviness, tiredness, where I'm like, I don't think I can do this shit.
Yeah, but you know, speaking of my week, okay, kind of piggybacking off of yours as well, I do feel that, and then it's like you want to find a reprieve by coming into your office, and then as soon as you get there, they're having a fucking potluck.
Your favorite.
I
if there's one thing I know about you, you love a potluck.
Y'all, I hate company potlucks with a passion. I think they should be banned from all corporations.
I don't understand why potlucks can still happen. It's that feels inherently like in this day, in this age, with all the allergies and the fucking weird people at home who make shit and put weird shit in their food. It just seems like
and let their
like,
cat mix the bowl.
It just seems like companies all over would have been like, yeah, we're done with the potlucks.
No,
it's not sanitary. It's a safety hazard.
No, not my job. And see, here's the thing. On top of the potlucks being disgusting, because I don't know if you, I've never seen you wash your hands at work. The biggest thing for me comes in where if we share an office space and then you literally put all this food in the middle of the office space and then everybody congregates around the food and everybody is talking. I only get 30 minutes for a lunch break. I literally have been talking to patients all morning. I want to come into this office and I want to shut the fuck
amen
up.
Silence is not alone. Bad. Silence is golden.
It's golden. And then they start coming to you. Hey, I made some vegetarian lasagna. You want to taste some?
No.
So again, I have to go back to the signs on my computer screen that says.
Oh yeah, did you ever get the 10?
It's on the way. It was delayed for some odd reason from Amazon, but anyway, it's on the
way. On the edge of my seat.
Yeah, listen, I'm not playing with these people because you don't get to hijack my lunch break. I don't want to talk to you. Any patient information, anything's dealing with the patient, we'll wait until 30 minutes, okay? And then I might take my 15 after that.
It just depends.
I'm kidding. I don't do that.
My thing is, if you walk at work, if you walk into a room that has people in it and it's quiet, do not feel the need to break the silence.
No, you don't have to.
The silence is there for a reason. We're not mad. We're just fucking tired and don't want to talk anymore.
And then they do this thing where, you know how you have your headphones in and you're like, I just don't want to hear anybody. And they keep constantly...
Oh, see, you even doing that? That's my biggest pet peeve. I'm like, don't tap
if
me.
If I have my headphones in, light touch. I don't want to be bothered. Like, I'm purposefully having these in my ears. I'm not even listening to anything. I'm just ignoring everybody in the room. Stop tapping me.
There's nothing worse than the double TV. Tap. Tap, tap.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry to keep interrupting you. Well, then stop doing it. But then I do the same thing to people.
Yeah, but we're different.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't do it all the time. Yeah. I don't do it all the time. Yeah. Well, speaking of time. Somebody's about to do 10 years in prisons, allegedly. Mr. Tory Lanez, we got to start off with that.
Lanez.
Daystar, whatever the fuck. The little man who shot Megan Thee Stallion.
Gun to my head, $1 million on the line. If you would have been like, what is Tory Lanez's government name? I would have never guessed.
I'd have been like Daryl.
Yeah, that would have made more sense than Daystar.
Dante.
Do you think we're saying it wrong?
No, I think it's Daystar.
Okay.
I don't really care. It's gonna be
prisoner
160-228-501 or something like that. I don't know. So as y'all know, last year, I think it was the end of last year, maybe been this year. Who cares? Anyway,
our queen
Megan Thee Stallion was brutally shot in the foot by this little short Oompa Loompa man, and the whole world was divided, like, oh, he ain't really shoot her. Oh, they slept together, blah, blah, blah. All this other kind of bullshit that was irrelevant. The facts is she got shot. She didn't shoot herself, right? So Tory Lanez was sentenced actually this past week, and he was sentenced to 10 years in prison. And people were just like, I'm just saying, I'm not saying he don't need to be punished, but I think 10 years is excessive.
If you get shot.
Here's the thing. The fact that she got shot in the foot was probably a reactionary movement because she could have got shot in the head. Like, you don't get to direct where the fuck your bullets go. Just because it landed in her foot is not, that doesn't mean that was where that person who shot her intended for it to land.
Also, I'm sorry, if someone shot you, you're telling me that you would be like, oh, they don't deserve they deserve whatever the fuck.
They deserve what the judge said for them. What they get.
You're not going to shoot me because it could have been my foot, but then I could have gone septic and died.
Exactly. Now, when Juicy Smouye allegedly lied about his assault, I don't feel like he deserved, I don't think that he should have gotten any jail time because he didn't hurt nobody but his damn self.
But himself. Okay? He did only hurt himself.
Right. But the fact that y'all, you know, it's amazing how, you know, we just have this whole Montgomery brawl situation. People are like, yes, black unity. But then as soon as it's a black woman, here you go. Oh, fuck that bitch.
Well, he didn't mean to.
And then to me, what was even crazier was some of the comments that black women themselves were saying. And I'm just like, weren't y'all just talking about how people never protect black women? And then y'all the main ones are saying, I don't think he deserved 10 years.
Listen, you do the crime, you pay the time.
Let somebody shoot you in your foot. Everybody who said that, get shot in the foot and see if you want to have your accuser.
See if you turn the other cheek.
Exactly. I'm like, 10 years, you could do that. He probably ain't gonna do the full 10
anyway. He's
not
gonna do 10 years. No. They're gonna send his ass back to Canada.
I mean, I don't think they should. I think they should at least make him serve at least half of that sentence here in the United States.
Where is he gonna serve, in California?
That I don't know. But you know what the thing is? I think people forget that. I think this is the biggest thing that people forget about this whole Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez case. The reality is that Megan Thee Stallion to this day has still never pressed charges on Tory Lanez. The state press charges on
correct
him.
Because she, once you call the cops
exactly
and some shit pops off, the cops can press charges.
They can't. And allegedly she even lied about the situation to protect him so that they wouldn't shoot and kill him. So people talking about, oh, she, I can't believe she would do this, she didn't do shit because she still has never pressed charges on Tory Lanez. The state, It's not the Megan Thee Stallion versus a Tory Lanez case. This is the state versus Tory Lanez.
Because when you break the state's
laws, he was already on probation anyway because he was caught with the weapon.
They get to bring charges against you.
Thank you. He was already on probation and you out here with the fuck shit. So don't sit here and talking about, oh, it's Megan's fault. No. Because she lied. She allegedly told a half truth or a false truth about the situation to protect him.
A black person.
Exactly. Because wasn't this like right after the George Floyd situation had happened? Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, y'all.
Because remember, they were like, why did you lie? And she was like, there was some crazy shit going on. And I'm black too. And seriously. I didn't know if they just had guns out. And I don't know if they're going to shoot him or shoot me or what the hell is going on.
They had a whole chopper in the sky with a spotlight on her, telling her to back up and walk backwards with a bullet in her foot. Like, are y'all kidding me? But then you're talking about, I don't think he deserved 10 years. Oh my God. Go to hell. Please go to hell. And then,
she looks so good, though. Have you seen her recently?
Who, Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, she's not beautiful. Posting very much. She's kind of, she deserves to do whatever she wants.
She looks like she is.
If she wants to, but she looks good.
She looks like she is well hydrated, been working out, looking like she is at peace.
Looking like her freaking, what is it called when someone goes after you? Her assailant is behind bars. That's what she looks
absolutely
like.
Absolutely.
She can sleep peacefully.
Well, I think what was very interesting was how in the news, too, people, apparently people did some, specifically Iggy Azalea and Mario, the singer, Iggy the R&B singer,
always saying some shit.
They wrote letters about Tory Lanez to the judge, basically trying to like a character witness or whatever, saying like, oh, you know, blah blah blah. So of course, when it came out, she was like, wait a minute, I thought this was gonna be private. And it's like,
also, bitch, no. I'm sorry, your character witnesses are Iggy Azalea and Mario.
Where did Mario come from?
I need to know the 7 degrees. I need to know. When his lawyer was like, hey, we need some character witnesses. Who will testify to your character? And he was like, call Iggy, call Mario.
I'm still not forgiving T.I. for that, for Iggy Azalea. I'm just not. Like, I get it, you want to do something new, and maybe you want to put Eminem on your team, but that wasn't it. Iggy Azalea was not the person. You should have left her ass in Australia. But anyway, speaking of speaking of the law stuff, what were you talking about Tyrese?
I feel like Tyrese is always doing something.
Always.
This may be good, maybe bad. Don't know.
Okay.
Jury's still out. Yep. He is suing Home Depot for $1 million.
Why?
Supposedly he was with two guys who were, I guess, they were contracted to do work on his house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And because he went with them to pick up some stuff from Home Depot. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I think they went inside, they bought some things. He was like, you know, I'm Tyrese. I'm going to cause a scene. Yeah. I've got to go.
Yeah.
Which,
was it like the Bow Wow thing? He was like, all these kids don't know who I am. I was like, yeah, bitch, they don't know who you are.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm going to go wait in the car. Here, take my credit card, buy the shit. Let's go outside. So I think they were, something weird happened with the cashier that she was like, this isn't your card. I'm not going to run it. And then even after he came in, she was like, this isn't your card. There's something weird going on. I'm not running this. I'm not doing the transaction. And Tyrese is alleging that they were racially profiled. That's why he's suing Home Depot.
Gotcha. Well, to me, this seems like a principal case versus an actual, I want justice to a degree. I won't say justice, but because if he's only suing for $1 million, Tyrese got way more than a million. I think he owed that much to his baby mama, a child support in a month. Congratulations.
Oh, I think he's just like, he was like, I'm going to sue y'all.
Yeah, and I think he's doing it just for the principle of it because he was, you know, allegedly racial.
I want fuck you money like that.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who don't mind spending money in litigation.
Yeah, that's what I'm just like, I wish I
i.e. Cardi B.
Truly wish I had the money and the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
litigation is something interesting. That's all.
Also,
I can say,
stop treating people like shit
and then you won't be sued. If you just treat people nicely and if you treat people and you don't break the law, you won't be sued. It's very simple.
One plus just, one,
you know, it's very simple. Speaking of the law, what were you telling me about, or what were we talking about in Texas? There's a new law or something that's being put in place with teachers and like school boards and school systems. Cause I know your mom is a teacher, but specifically with like librarians and shit.
I don't know what's going on in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
But the girlies, the teacher girlies specifically are upset. So are the parents. There's been a lot of changes to the school, like HISD school district and all of these things. And then it came out last week that they have decided to turn like 80 libraries throughout the city into these behavioral centers, basically, for children who are misbehaved.
Is that something like in-school suspension, like ISS and stuff?
I don't know the...
Did you ever get put in ISS?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
I practically lived there. I'm kidding. I only went a few times.
But you know where I was all the time? The fucking library.
Really?
Yes.
Nerd.
Well,
well, look behind us.
I know. I love a reading rainbow moment. Yeah. And so people were like, you can't just take the libraries from our school.
Yeah.
To put these children into.
So, okay, here's my question. Are schools really utilizing librarians? Like, I think because, okay, I'll say this. When I was in school, because I'm 10 years older than you, when I was in school, we had the Dewey Decimal System, okay?
Oh, my God.
And so when we had to do it, because we had the Dewey Decimal System, we actually had librarians that had to take us through the process of research and looking up stuff because we really needed to know where this stuff was. But now that you have Google and, Yahoo and all this other kind of stuff, and you can navigate through these websites kind of on your own independently, what are librarians really doing in schools? Only because I have not been in school in a very long time, so I'm not saying that they're not useful. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just asking.
That's what it sounded like.
No. Here. I'm asking a genuine question. What are librarians doing nowadays in secondary education schools?
Well, you first have to have a degree in library sciences.
There's a degree in library sciences?
You have to get
science.
A degree in library sciences. Yeah, did you know that?
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, we should go get one.
No, I'm not going to get one.
I know. I mean, at my high school, our librarian was extremely underutilized, but I remember specifically going to the library and the librarian teaching us research, like how to research.
Right.
And like first, second, third hand sources and things like that for writing papers.
Yeah.
I think more in elementary schools and things, it's like choosing books for your reading level and knowing your reading level and other stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know specifically what librarians do. I wish I was one though. How fun would that be?
I mean, it just seems like it's a very quiet job, which I would like.
I mean, yeah, it does.
Because every time you're in the library, everybody, shh, be quiet. And even too, I don't know if they were considered librarians. When I was at, when I was in grad school, because of course, like, I didn't go to the library in undergrad because it was easy, but whatever. In grad school, specifically at Florida State University, because I didn't go to Florida State, but their library was open later than FAMU's. And so when we would go there, of course, there was always people that were there checking out certain books that you needed to be checked out. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, were they really librarians or were they just like customer service representatives that were just trained?
I want to say those are like workers.
Yeah, yeah.
You're asking very good questions. If there is a librarian out there, we'd love to know.
Please let us
exactly
know
what you do. Because you have to get a whole ass degree. I know you do.
And this is not a dig. We genuinely want to know, like, what is your job description like? Because technology has advanced so much in the computers and with research. I mean, now these kids have ChatGPT that they can go and look up information versus before. Again, we literally had to take a card, take it to this little area and look for the numbers and the letter that corresponded with it to help you do research. But since, you know, technology has allowed it to be a lot more efficient, I would really want to know from these librarians what their job looks like on a day-to-day basis. So if you are a librarian, let us know in the comments what your day-to-day actually looks
like. Also, how much do you get paid?
For real. Should they get paid a good amount? They have a whole damn degree for it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know that was really a thing.
Library sciences, baby.
That's crazy. I think that's awesome, though.
But yeah, so parents in Houston are livid right now because they're like, okay, so my child doesn't get, like, my child is being denied this, you know, resource that we would have thought was just like a basic necessity in a school.
Right.
How the hell do you have a school without a library?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to have
books. The hell do you put the books?
Exactly. And too, for reading comprehension and for children to be on, you know, reading levels that they need to be on, they need to have a library and a space as opposed to just having cell
prisons
phones
have
and
libraries.
Exactly. I mean, their books are outdated. I mean,
but they got a place to put them.
That's true. Well, school to prison pipeline, you know. Mm-hmm. What were you telling me? That's what they do. What were you telling about kids and speaking of kids and social with regard to social media in Illinois specifically?
Illinois, which
nobody goes there.
Chicago. But I've also heard Chicago's not Illinois, so take that as you will. But
it's almost like Miami's not Fort Lauderdale. I mean, not Florida. Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, how like Austin's not Texas.
Pretty much.
Love that. Yeah. A law just got passed in Illinois, and basically, if you are a parent profiting off of showing your children on social media, you now legally have to allot them a percentage of your earnings.
I love that.
Which, yeah, you fucking should.
Yeah, because some of these parents make their whole entire channel their kids.
Like Chicken Lee. Have you ever seen her?
Who?
Chicken Lee, this lady who her daughter, she calls her Chicken Lee.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Well, when I say this, I'm not specifically talking about Jayla and like Auntie Nay and like Braylon and Nyla. We ain't talking about them because we love those kids. They're amazing. But I'm just saying some parents, like the one little boy who makes like a gazillion dollars just reviewing toys on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And this boy has like every video has like 100 million views. And I'm like, I know your parents are banking and I hope that boy is able to profit off that when he turns 18.
You would
or
like to think that of course these parents are putting aside some of this money considering all the content is centered around this child who has no say so.
I doubt it.
But I doubt it. So
did they say a percentage that the parents have to put aside?
But I didn't read what it was.
Oh, okay. That's okay. No worries. As long as we know that
you, me, my new children.
Because remember, what's his name? You probably don't remember, obviously, because you were too young. Emmanuel Lewis, or was it Gary Coleman?
The little
Coleman?
Boy, Gary Coleman.
Yeah, I think he was the one that sued his parents because they were taking his money, allegedly.
Gary Coleman
is from... It was either him or Emmanuel,
Different Strokes. Different Strokes, mm-hmm. Different folks.
Yes, with there he was, him and his brother. What you talking about, Willis?
I know those things.
Are you trying to convince me? Or are you trying
to
convince
yourself? Those things.
Awesome. That's great for you. I'm happy for you. But I think it was either Emmanuel Lewis, because he played Webster, or Gary Coleman that sued their parents. And they're not the first child celebrities to do that, though. There's a lot of people who sued their parents.
I just can't imagine, like, I don't know. Can you imagine your parents having all this money and you're like, oh, it's because of me? Like you're 3 or 4.
Okay, well, to
play, growing up.
To play devil's advocate, I can understand from the parents' perspective why they would take more of the money, because who's taking you to auditions? I have now, me being your manager, I now cannot have a regular 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. You are my 9-to-5. So I have to get paid as well, too, as your manager, in order for us to be able to sustain our lifestyle and to be able to have a roof over your head, clothes on your back.
Well, not even that. Bitch, you're my kid. I made you. Exactly. I clothe you. I feed you.
But
you're going to do what I say.
But I do think, too, there should be a requirement where, you know how people set up like LLCs for their children and they make their children employees and stuff like that. I think you should be able to do that. And then they can get a lump sum when they turn 18
or
21.
It's just wild what social media is now and what you can do.
I think parents need to be very careful about sharing their children on social media.
You do not know who is looking at your child on social media and why they're looking at your child on social media.
There's this one guy on TikTok. He's a like a muscle-bound white guy with white hair. And he has this very like mysterious like first 48 narrator voice. Mm-hmm. And he talks about different predator type things to look out for as adults and as with children and stuff like that. But he was also talking about, he was like, you know, parents, y'all need to be careful because you get a video and you have this cute little kid on there and they're doing whatever that's cute, but then you have 1 million views, but then you have 29,000 saves. And it's like, well, why are grown adults saving these videos and you don't know what they're doing with them later? It's different if you're stitching it and you're remixing it or whatever, you're laughing at it or whatever. But there, I mean, the fact that you could have 30,000 strangers saving a video
of
your child.
Have you seen the people that go through the comments and these men on this, like a 3-year-old girl, they'll be like, cute dress. Oh, like she's making that smile for a reason. Oh, I can't wait. Like, oh, she's going to be a looker when she gets older. Oh, weird shit.
That's so creepy. Weird shit. Remember, you used to be like, you see a little boy and you'd be like, oh my gosh, he's gonna be a heartbreaker, he's so handsome, like something innocent,
which is
like that.
Much different vibe than what's going on.
It is. It's kind of a double standard, because you can say that to a little boy, but when people say that to a little girl, it's like, you're a creep.
But do you think it's because women say that to little boys and men say it to little girls and men are fucking creepy?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because okay, here's the thing, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist, because it absolutely does exist, but do you feel like there are more male predators?
100%.
Pedophiles than women?
897%. I think statistically
there are less female pedophiles versus like the women who take advantage of kids. It's mostly like these high school kids that they're sleeping with or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like a teacher gets caught with like a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old versus getting caught with a 4 or 5-year-old. And like the men, they are the ones who are going predatorily at going after elementary school age kids.
I know statistically more men than women are pedophiles, but they still don't know if it's because socially it's like very taboo for a man to come out and say that they've been abused, or if it's actually the numbers that are lower. But vibe wise I feel like it's a lot harder. Like a woman can say something and you're like, oh, that's kind of weird, but I'm not creeped out. And if a man says, I'm like, you're a fucking creep, get away from him, he's scary.
Well, even in healthcare it's a double standard, because we as females in healthcare, it's very easy for us to clean up a male patient, but then it's kind of like sus when a male nurse cleans up a female patient. And it's like, even though you're a nurse, it's just like, no, just let us do it. Mm-hmm. And like, even I've had coworkers, like male OTs, who have just been like, hey, do you mind just taking her? Like, I need to see, but I'm going to, you know, can you go in there with her or whatever the case may be? Because it's especially young women. Oh, of course. Absolutely.
You know, you just never know.
But then you have some of these old women who are nasty. They're just like, ooh, I want you to give me a sponge bath, sir. And it's like, Miss Johnson, can you not try to sexually?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
But, and even then, like if an older man makes an inappropriate comment in the hospital, I feel like so abruptly everyone's like, no, sir. I like shuts it down. Absolutely not. This is inappropriate. If an older female patient makes an inappropriate comment, people are like, she's crazy.
They'll laugh it off. Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of some other things in healthcare, especially with kids, this is going to be a little bit dark. I do apologize, but we got to bring awareness to it. In Atlanta this past week, we heard a story
where the players play.
And they ride them things like every day. We had a story that came out of Atlanta, an OBGYN type story or a maternal story that happened. Unfortunately, there was this particular case of this young mom and dad who experienced what no one ever should experience in healthcare at all, ever in life. Let me find the story real quick. Because I had it and I screenshot it and then I lost it. Where is the story? God damn it. Ready to go. Oh, here it is. Okay. So a couple has now filed a lawsuit against a particular physician. This comes right out of Southern Regional Medical Center in Riverdale, Georgia. And what ended up happening was the parents are alleging that the mother went in to deliver her baby. Mm-hmm. And was laboring. The shoulders were basically stuck. The baby was suffering from shoulder dystocia, where the shoulders get stuck and
stuck where?
They in the vaginal canal, or they can't come out, like in the pelvis. Yeah, that happens. You know, when I used to work in labor and delivery, we've had patients or like babies who they actually broke their clavicle because they couldn't get them out.
No.
And but the thing is, it feels like Rice Krispies, but baby's bones are very soft.
A snap, crackle, pop, bitch?
Yeah.
No. Oh my God, my vagina. No, absolutely not.
Childbirth is not anything to play with,
y'all. I would say put her back. She's not ready. We'll do this again next week.
No, but she's actively coming out.
Fuck that. No.
But yeah, so anyway,
like I'm sure that happens.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm not saying you, anybody. I don't think about that because I'm like, oh yeah, baby comes out. Cool, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like
you're telling me their shoulders get stuck?
Absolutely.
Fuck, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That childbirth is nothing to play with. Childbirth is nothing to play with. So anyway, this particular couple, the mother was in labor and she asked for a C-section. Allegedly, the doctor said no, delayed the C-section, then finally had to do a stat C-section because the baby obviously was stuck. And per the reports, allegedly, the baby's torso that the doctor is being accused of using excessive force to get this baby out. So much so that the body was apparently delivered via C-section and the head was delivered vaginally. And that they apparently delayed giving the baby to the mom for her to hold. And that they allegedly propped up the baby's head onto its body and wrapped the baby really tight in a blanket and were allegedly basically trying to get the mom to delay doing an autopsy or to avoid doing an autopsy and kind of rushing her through this whole process. And it wasn't until allegedly the funeral home contacted the parents and was just like, y'all need to do an autopsy because this shit ain't right. Y'all baby's been decapitated.
Like, I wasn't going to notice that my baby's head was disconnected from his body.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing.
Awesome Humpty Dumpty shit.
I think that's something that you can see because I've been in, unfortunately, because I work.
You've seen a baby's head come off of his body.
No. But I'm saying when a baby passes away at the hospital, they do wrap that baby, and very seldom, well, I won't say very seldom, sometimes parents don't unswaddle the baby. And unless they want to do pictures and all that kind of stuff, but sometimes they just hold the baby in that blanket and they hold them for however long they want to hold them for. And then once they're ready to give them back to the nurse then takes the baby and they do whatever, take them to the funeral home, if they cremate them, whatever the case may be. So I can see how she probably didn't see
prison.
That.
Prison.
Yeah.
Jail.
Right. So apparently that this doctor, I think that's why, again, we keep talking about, and this mom was black and the doctor was black. Doesn't matter what the race of the doctor prison is at jail. This point, but at the same time, it's like no mother should have to go through anything like this. And this is why we keep saying too, here in the United States, the maternal mortality rate, the maternal fetal mortality rate is so high in this country, when it's like, this is the supposed United States. We're supposed to have the cream of the crop of everything.
First world.
But not even for developed. Like, come on now. Y'all are doing stem cells and shit.
Listen, the more and more I hear, the more and more I'm leaning towards home birth.
Yeah, true.
I never thought I would say that because I was like, that is crazy. There's so much shit that can happen. But I'm just like, I'm hearing more and more crazy stuff happening in hospitals. And it's just like the way babies are delivered. Like, we're supposed to have babies standing up. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because gravity is supposed to assist you.
Yeah, but then, you know, some guy was like, hey, we're going to do this laying down, and now everyone lays down.
Exactly. And you're going against gravity.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I don't know. I'm way more open to home births than I thought. And then you hear shit like this. How the hell are you telling me that you went to cut open my stomach to get this baby out, and you fucking severed the head?
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm really anxious to see, like, the details, if they will even come out of this case, because I'm just like, how was the baby decapitated? Like, was it, because here's the thing, with a scalpel, we've all held a scalpel in the hand.
I've been around a scalpel.
Exactly. Cause we've all had to dissect cadavers, right?
Yeah. Cadavers. That's why I had a scalpel.
But doing a C-section, you're not using a fucking machete to be cutting. So you have to be careful and cut layers at a time. You got to cut skin. You got to cut fascia.
It's not like you're just fucking stabbing and going
exactly,
to town.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I'm just like, prison, how the fuck did
jail.
You do that?
Was this your first rodeo, dude?
Apparently she's been a doctor for a while, and I'm just like, in the year of our Lord 2023, this is what the hell was going on?
Immediately. No way.
This is crazy. There's this one page that I follow actually on social media. Y'all should follow them. It's called Midwife Angelina, and she's actually in Atlanta. I love her videos that she posts, because she posts a lot of her patients who are doing home births and stuff like that, and how she is walking these women through just allowing their bodies to labor. And a lot of times the women are freaking out because of the pain and stuff, and they're just like, Angelina, help me. And she's like, ain't no help, just let your body do what it's supposed to do. And they're, but I don't know what it's supposed to do. Trust me, your body will do what it needs to do in order to deliver this baby. But I think it's just beautiful, like, you see more, and a lot of the well, what she shows is a lot of the clients that she has are actually black women. And I mean, she shows where there's a lot of blood and whatnot, but at the same time, these women feel in a safe environment. You're in the safety of your own home. You have your own music going. You don't have all these restrictions and rules and regulations from the hospital and whatnot. But yeah, home births are definitely a big thing.
My question is, who cleans out the pool?
Probably the midwife.
Because I'm not doing it.
Because they're the one who set it up.
That grosses me out. Like, I think about stuff like that.
Childbirth is gross. I mean, if you're a person who doesn't like blood and guts, then you're not going to like childbirth. Poop during childbirth. People poop all the time.
Like, you're telling me that I could, like,
that's normal, though.
It's the water. It's like this, everything sitting in this pool of water. That's the only thing that stops me from home birth.
That's at the end. You're not shitting in the water the whole...
Who knows?
12 hours that you're there.
Who knows?
But even if you do poop, you just... whoever your midwife or your doula is, they just pull it out. It's the same thing as if you were in the jacuzzi bath or whatever at the hospital.
Bleach that shit.
Well, yeah, but I mean, trust me, you're going to be in so much pain, you're not going to be thinking about that.
Shit, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely seen people. I mean, my best friend probably won't want to tell you this, but one of her sons, she pooped. It was fine.
Yeah, but here's the story anyway.
She pooped. It was fine.
But that story is actually insane and traumatic. Like, also, if I told you I want a C-section, it's time for my C-section. Give me the name C-section.
Well, and I think that goes back to a whole nother point about just the safety.
I have bodily autonomy.
Thank you. Like, if somebody is telling you that they're in pain, like, let's normalize listening to people. And I get it that people may be drug seekers, but who gives a fuck? If somebody is a drug seeker, let them get some drugs. God damn. Especially when they're in the hospital. They're doing
the best they can.
But you as a clinician, as a prescribing physician or clinician, you cannot tell a patient that they are not in pain.
I agree.
We are taught that you need to tailor your plan of care to, you know, accommodate the symptoms of what that patient is having. And guess what? If they want to just get high on opioids, you need to just write
y'all started the opioid epidemic in the first place.
Thank you.
And now you want to go back in this and fucking tailor shit and not give out prescriptions and wean people off of these medications.
Big Pharma ain't complaining.
I'm tired of being yelled at because everybody's in pain. I got yelled at today because someone's in pain because he wanted Percocet on top of his Dilaudid. I don't care. Give it to him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just give the people the goddamn pain meds. Like, Jesus. Sort out the rest of that shit later. Offer them counseling, whatever. But at the time they are talking about they are in pain, listen to people's pain because pain is real. Yeah. I tell my patients all the time. I'm like, listen. I don't care if I come in your room and you're nice and calm and be like, my pain's a 10 out of 10. Not Mr. Johnson. even though it does not appear that your pain is a 10 out of 10, I'm not going to ignore that. I'm still going to go to your nurse and say, hey, Mr. Johnson said that he's having a 10 out of 10 pain in his left shoulder, whatever the case may be. Now, we're still going to do therapy, but if you tell me I'm in too much pain, I'm not going to force you to do anything.
You should have seen me today. I heard, I'm so sorry. I'm in 10 out of 10 pain. I was like, listen, if it was me, I wouldn't get the fuck up either. So
physical therapy my ass.
I'd be like, I would have thrown something at me already.
Let me tell you something. We manipulate our patients so much, telling them how wonderful therapy
on
is.
On a good day, I'll manipulate the shit out of you.
You know what helps your pain? Movement. Getting up and movement. Bitch, please. If God forbid I was ever in the hospital, I would look at my physical therapist like they are straight crazy. I would flip off a bird until you get the fuck out of my room.
I had this woman with a pelvic fracture, non-operative.
Oh, geez.
And she looked at me and she's like, I'm trying, but it just hurts so bad I can't. And I said, ma'am, if these positions were switched, I wouldn't have even let a word come out of my mouth.
No.
I'm not getting the fuck up.
As soon as I saw that walker,
my ass is broken.
Yeah. As soon as I would have saw that walker, you might as well walk your ass back up out of this room.
I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it.
We treat patients with open heart surgery, heart transplant.
The day after surgery.
Yeah. Your chest just got cracked up. We're like, hi.
The best one is the next morning and they're like, they just got extubated. There was a tube in their mouth breathing for them like two hours ago. Yeah. And they're like, do you know that I just had surgery? We're like, yeah, still got to get the fuck up.
Yeah. Your doctor put in these orders yesterday.
But I want y'all to try to do that to me if you crack my chest open. Absolutely not. I'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-mm. I'll cuss out my surgeon too. Hell no. I'm not getting up. Do you realize what you just did to me yesterday? You used a rib spreader. You literally cut my sternum and had to wire that shit back.
I enjoy the last of this nerve block. I'm not wasting it.
Man, I'm enjoying all the drugs while I'm here. And then once I go home, then we can talk about it.
And then my nurse asked me, 10 out of 10. I'm at 10 right now.
Well, we got to get you up to the chair. We're going to tell the doctor. I'll tell him for you. I'm not getting up. This is stupid. But on the backs of that traumatic story, there was one kind of situation that occurred that's on the brighter side, I guess, if there's
anything. I'll take a bright side.
For maternal health, the FDA has now approved a blood test that can actually identify pregnant women that are at risk for preeclampsia. And this is actually the first advance that they've had in being able to diagnose this condition. As we know, I think it was allegedly Serena Williams dealt with preeclampsia at one point, and she had blood clots and all that.
What
kind of
in
stuff.
The blood test would tell you you are at risk for preeclampsia? I thought it was just high blood pressure.
Yeah, but it may be some other, like, maybe like high ketones or something. I don't know.
Science is wild.
It is.
Well, good for them.
I mean, if they can detect, you know, your risk of getting, well, that's a bit different because they can detect like your risk of getting cancer, like genetic testing and all that kind of stuff. Maybe it's like a genetically predisposed test or something.
Maybe.
Like that.
Maybe. That's just great, pretty serious though.
But it is. And it absolutely affects more women of color than it affects any other race of people. And so, which is just white, right?
Than any of the other races, primarily the white ones.
Right, because you have white and then people of color, right? Isn't that it? Okay, I was going to say, there's nothing else.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so.
I feel like there was a lot of people having babies pre-COVID or post-COVID.
Yes.
I wonder if it's died down or people are still.
No, I think people are still banging.
Damn. Definitely. You know why? They all want that tax refund.
Yes.
It's the only way to make it these days.
Absolutely. What were you telling me? Speaking of babies, what were you talking about, Sierra?
Speaking of babies, Russell Dang did it again. Sierra is pregnant. with baby number three.
What the hell?
It's all the way down. Like, what? Baby number three.
Congratulations.
She loves just being knocked up by a millionaire. And I love that for her.
I love that for her too.
I love her too.
And she just made a whole video and song with Chris Brown. She's like, now I'm pregnant.
Yeah, living her best life.
I love that for her.
My favorite is when they post pictures of like Little Future and her and Russell. And I'm just like, this is just such a cute family.
Yeah. I love that for
and
her.
And the future is off. Fucking in the middle of nowhere
being pissed off that his baby mama has moved on. What were you telling about Hawaii? We got to talk about it.
Y'all have had to have seen the fires in Hawaii at this point. They are insane. I think like 89 people have died, which is crazy. It looks so. I love Hawaii. The whole one time I was there,
I've never been to Hawaii.
Well, shit. Well, now we gotta go.
Well, not right
maybe
now.
Not now.
No,
it's so sad. And I just like, what do you, fires freak me. I had a dream the other day. Not a dream. Maybe a daydream. You know, when you just like space out.
A vision.
Because I was thinking like, as I'm sitting here right now, like just you and me, like what if there's a fire right now? What do you grab? And I was like, I gotta grab my passport.
True.
Because that's just hard to get back.
I said, it really
is. And I was like, yeah, okay, I had to grab my passport and I get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But you lose everything. We had a family friend that's house caught on fire a couple of years ago. And I'm like, you just don't even know what's in your house.
True. Very, very true. I mean, I think, so unfortunately I did go down this rabbit hole on TikTok,
of
conspiracy
course.
Talk. Cause you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist anyway. And people were saying that apparently there was some kind of laser beam that came down because I'm gonna just be honest with you. The way that some of these pictures look, like there's like dozens of cars on a highway that are all just like burnt up. And I'm like,
well, yeah, because weren't they like driving and then the fires came and then they stopped?
Yeah, then they stopped. But I'm just like, but it's on the concrete. I don't know. It just seems like some, like the government just said we got aliens and all of a sudden now a laser beam comes. It's just an alien attack. This is like an Independence Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, it just seems really weird.
Because these are wildfires, right?
Allegedly.
That just start wildly?
That just start wildly. I guess somebody throws a cigarette out there or, you know, any kind of way. I did see that Oprah, because, you know, Oprah lives
dude, in a Hawaii. Lot of famous people have houses right in wherever this area is.
Yeah.
Because was it Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac.
You can't ask me that.
I don't know.
I know who Fleetwood Mac
just
is.
Just posted and was like, you know, I have this house out there. It's right by this town. Like all of these people. I'm like, were we missing out on something?
Apparently, Oprah has about 2,000 acres of land out there, but she was out there giving out blankets and whatnot because she did like a press conference and she was saying, not a press conference, but people were just asking her about what she was donating and stuff. And she was like, well, first, I made a trip first to see what people actually needed versus just thinking, oh, they need clothes and whatever. She's like, no, people need actual blankets and, you know, underwear and socks and all that other kind of stuff. And so I think Floyd Mayweather also too allegedly was paying for flights for people to be taken away from the island and things
Jeff
of that nature.
Jeff Bezos just donated a bunch of money.
That's awesome. Well, that's what As they he should do.
He's a freaking
That's
millionaire.
What they should do. I think it's sad because it's like these islands are so beautiful and they just get hit by the worst catastrophic natural events like Haiti, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Cuba. They get blown away like every single year during like hurricane season, earthquakes, all kind of crazy shit. And it's like
also,
they can't even recover because something else happens again.
Hawaii is not a cheap place to be. Those people don't have money like that.
No, they don't.
Like, they are just living to get by.
And they don't want people coming to visit either.
Yeah, this is like one of the, I think they said it's the one of the deadliest wildfires in like the last 100 years.
Yeah, I believe it. It looks like the videos and the pictures,
it looks post-apocalyptic. It really looks crazy.
It really does.
Oh, that's scary. Well, and it just takes forever for that shit to go back.
And then we're still in hurricane season.
Well, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn, like, you know, people you work all these years for a house and a car and to retire and then have it all taken away within a couple of minutes.
You know, that's why you buy insurance on your house.
Well, that's not even the point. I mean, that's not even working now because did you hear about in Florida, a lot of insurance companies are pulling out of the state of Florida.
Sorry.
Yeah.
you can't do that.
Yeah, they actually can.
What, I just can't have insurance in Florida? It's gonna be expensive?
It's basically like they may cover you until the end of your term, but then when you try to go renew, they're not going to renew with
you. Why? Because Florida's about to sink into the ocean?
No, I think it has something to do, allegedly, with DeSantis. Because they're pulling a lot. But also, too, they're not making money because with these hurricanes and stuff that have happened, I think, what was the last one? Was it Harvey?
No, that was so long ago.
Yeah, but Florida gets hit by shit all the time though. But you have all these people who are paying these premiums, and you know their roof blows off. Well, the insurance company's not making no money when you got 200,000 houses to insure. Because even AAA allegedly was the latest one that pulled out of Florida.
Damn.
So they're not crazy. They're not taking any new clients or any new insurers. But I think when it comes to renewing, they're probably not going to be able to renew.
That is wild.
That's horrible.
What are people supposed to do?
That's what I'm saying.
Why is it so hard to live a life these days?
That we didn't even ask for.
That I didn't even ask for.
We didn't even ask
I didn't to be spread on my legs. Planet.
No, my mom and dad did. Well, I don't know if my dad did, but my mom definitely did.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I don't even want
to
know. I feel
the same way. This is trap. I went to the grocery store finally for the first time. I just bought a couple things. But I haven't been since I got back from Europe.
Yeah.
I was appalled. Everything is so goddamn expensive.
Yeah.
For grapes, what?
Everything.
Peanut butter was like $4.
Yeah.
That used to be 98 cents. Mm-hmm.
And especially when you get like the little cheap snacks, like Lay's stacks used to be like $1.29. Now it's like $2.98. Or like Doritos used to be 2 for $5. Now it's like $3.98.
I literally can't afford to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to eat. I mean,
I'm just like, I can't afford gas. I can't afford food. I can still afford wine, surprisingly. That still makes it in the cart.
Because you don't eat girl dinner.
Girl dinner is definitely wine heavy these days.
Well, I'll tell you what else is kind of heavy. The consumption and the sale of human meat. Have you heard about that?
Why would I have heard about that?
Girl, listen, let me tell you something. I don't know what the hell the United States is doing.
Human meat.
But y'all
meat.
Own the fuck shit.
Human beings?
Human bean meat. Like
human bean meat.
Okay, there's this company called...
Y'all ever heard of human bean meat?
There's this company called Good Harvest, right? And this is all alleged.
I've heard of them.
This is all alleged.
They're serving human bean meat?
And their slogan is made by humans from humans. So apparently they're taking like stem cells or whatever and creating meat. And I'm like, why not just use the cows and the chickens? Why do we have to go to cannibalism? And are other countries doing this shit?
Here's my question. Serious question. If it's made with humans and not animals, is it vegetarian?
No, that's not, it's still meat.
Well, but it's not like animal meat.
We are animal. We are a species.
We are.
We just not supposed to eat each other in that regard. Sexually, maybe. I'm just saying, but like cannibalistically,
that can't
no.
be good for your digestive system.
No, why? This is not The Walking Dead. Why are we doing this?
They're using stem cells to create meat.
Allegedly, like stem cells and whatnot.
Why can't I just eat meat?
This is why I'm vegetarian. This is exactly what I've been vegetarian 12 years now.
Why can't God made the cows? God made the chickens.
Food chain.
What I would love to eat.
The food chain. Like I don't get it.
I'm telling you, I didn't have this problem when I was out of this country.
That's what I'm like. Is any other country out there now approving the consumption and the sale of human meat?
How am I supposed to know if my meat's human or animal?
You don't know.
Are you human or are you dancer?
Because legislation has now said, allegedly, that these companies don't have to tell you if it's human meat or not.
Oh, I think the fuck they do. If my fucking dino nuggets have human meat in them, I'll riot in the street.
I'm sorry, you're almost 30 and you're eating dino nuggets?
Good is good. And I like food that's shaped fun. Okay? There's nothing wrong with the dino nugget.
Yeah, you definitely have ADHD. Dino nuggets.
You got to bite the head off first. Everyone knows that.
I mean, I like Teddy Graham, so I'm not going to judge you.
Oh, I haven't had a Teddy Graham in a minute.
What? Teddy Grahams are amazing. What?
Why is that surprising? I'm 30 Graham. Years old. I haven't had a Teddy Graham in a while.
Let me tell you something. My dad, before my dad passed away, he was like really anal about Teddy Grahams. So every time my mom would go to the hospital, this is when he was sick, he'd be like, oh, can you call your mom and make sure she don't forget my Teddy Grahams?
Wait, what are your favorite Teddy Grahams?
The chocolate.
Okay. I really like the cinnamon ones.
The cinnamon ones are good too. That's a second for me. Yeah. I don't like the chocolate chip ones because they changed the recipe.
Were there s'mores? Were those graham crackers? I mean, were they honey? What the fuck are they called?
Teddy Grahams?
Or were they goldfish? Goldfish started
s'mores
making...
S'mores or goldfish?
Okay, I liked the s'mores goldfish, but the cinnamon...
They had an Oreo cookies and cream one, too.
Ooh, I like the honey ones, too.
Honey ones are really good, but the chocolate is my favorite. Like, but yeah, they changed the chocolate
I'm gonna have
chip.
To go some Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, my dad, I was like, you're 72, dude, and you're Make sure you get my teddygrams. Okay.
Please get this man's teddygrams. Those are so good.
They really are. They definitely are. I'll tell you what else is good. Tiny homes.
You love a tiny home.
I love a tiny home.
I don't think I could do it.
Really?
I'm too big for a tiny home.
You know why? I think the reason why I fell in love with tiny homes is because when I was in grad school, I actually rented a carriage house. And so a carriage house in Tallahassee was like, the garage was detached, but it had an apartment on the top of the garage. And it was basically like a mother-in-law suite. So it had its own entrance out from the outside, mm-hmm. but it was like 400 square feet. And it had like a full kitchen and like a stackable washer and dryer, full, like regular size, a bathroom, a walk-in closet. Hmm. And then you had all your living space. And so I lived there for a year before going to clinicals. And it was amazing. It was all inclusive. Like my utilities and everything were included with it, which is great. I had internet, not cable, but I just streamed it because streaming was like coming available. But ever since I lived in that space, I've fell in love with tiny homes.
Do you not think like the tiny home gang is like elitist in a way?
What do you mean?
I just feel like people who own tiny homes think they're better than other people. Like, oh, look at me and my small carbon footprint. Okay.
Yeah, but I think more so, I think tiny homes have been kind of like gentrified, because before people were doing like, it was frowned upon to live in your van, to be a nomad, and you were just like, oh, you're homeless living in your car.
Yeah.
And now everybody's turning it into like YouTube channels and making shit tons of money off of it. And with tiny homes too.
I feel like in my head, tiny home is this like rage against the machine. I don't need all this consumerism. Yes. I can live in a small house. But the way that they like jack up these tiny homes, I'm like, y'all are spending just as much money.
Like $120,000 on a tiny home.
Well, you're not better than me.
Yeah, no, you're definitely not. Because Walmart right now actually has, apparently, I don't know how true this is. It might be false. Who knows? Anywho.
It may be true. It may be false. You're not here for the hard-hitting facts. Yeah, just, you're here for the opinion.
Just go on the website and look at it. Anywho, well, Walmart is actually selling, apparently getting ready to start selling tiny homes that are like 300 to 400 square feet for about $9,500.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. It's like a cottage style home.
What a steal.
I mean, Home Depot right now has like sheds, like a 12x12 shed. Yeah. And you can convert it into a tiny home. They have like a upstairs and downstairs. And also too, I saw this one guy on TikTok, this one father, where his kids were in college, but they couldn't afford like apartments and stuff. But of course they wanted their freedom. So he basically put two sheds in the back of his house and converted them into like a little tiny house.
I was just thinking, like, what if you, I think the way that the economy's going, that shared housing is going to be a lot more normal.
Yes.
For older people. Like, absolutely. Not even older, but just like, instead of having roommates when you're 20, 25, mm-hmm. 30, it's going to be like 30, 35, 40.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if we just all split a plot of land and then put like five tiny homes on it?
True. Or like people are doing those mega mansions where they're, you know, families are building like these 20,000 square foot homes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you get three bedrooms over here, but they can all have a collective space where they can come together. I don't want that.
I don't want to share living quarters, but I would be down maybe like what's between a McMansion and a tiny home?
A McMansion?
Yeah. Maybe like a single family house.
Right, which is what we have now.
So a home. I'll take a home.
Yeah, I don't mind a tiny home, like a 800 square foot. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I just think a lot more are going to be living with friends, and like less people are getting married, more people are getting divorced earlier. Right. I just think there's going to be a lot, like the living situations are going to be very different because no one can afford houses anymore.
Well, I think that's what you should do though. Like even like with your really good friends, if you can live together, like buying a house together makes sense, or just renting a house together makes sense. Me and my best friend did that for years. We had an apartment together for I think 2 years, and then we rented a 3-bedroom, 3-bath house for like 2 or 3 years, and it was amazing. But then she got married, bitch. Anyway,
fuck off.
I'm like, who cares? Take the upstairs, bitch. Split this shit three ways.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah. I want to pay less rent.
Exactly, but yeah, I definitely think that it's going to be the norm now. But I think what the government is probably more than likely going to do is start to ban tiny houses being on certain properties. They're going to start to try to regulate what you can and cannot put on your property.
Because 10 grand for a tiny house is nothing. It's in the amazing. Grand scheme. That's a down payment. Well, it was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, true.
I don't even know if you can. What?
It depends if you have an FHA.
Everything is so expensive now.
Yeah, it is.
I can't afford my house right now.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And it's only going to get worse.
I know.
I got some spare bedrooms if you want to run out of room.
Yeah, like
that's not to anybody else out there.
That's just crazy. What do you like? And so that's the case for so many people who are like, man, I should probably sell this house.
Right. But who are you going to sell it to? Who else is going
to
buy it? Who are
you going to sell it to? Also, where the hell am I supposed to buy a house now?
Or where are you going to live? Like, you're going
to
move.
No, I could not afford to buy this house right now.
I mean, moving back in with to my parents' house is not an option.
I could do it for 6 months. I capped out.
My parents' house is peaceful and it's quiet. I love my parents. I always get the best sleep when I go home. But to come
what
and go.
What is it about being home?
It's, I don't know. It's just
it's
because
like
you
the womb.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
As soon as I get to my mom, she's like, you're going to go lay down. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
And you fall right asleep. Like, it's just a peaceful place because kids aren't there. But I mean, to live there all the time, like, that's my only place of refuge? No, I can live there for a couple of months and help you out and stuff.
But other than 6 months. I don't even have a bad mom. She just wanted to know where I was all the time or wanted me home.
Went to the grocery store with me?
Exactly. I'm like, why do I need to be home? You don't even want to talk to me. You're in the other room. She's like, I just like it when everyone's here.
Yeah. It's like just the quality time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I can't do it.
No. Listen, my place is a place of peace and I want to talk to the top of my lungs when I want to and walk around naked and I can't do that.
There's something so satisfying.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Think about the fact that if I want to not be seen by the world for a significant portion of time, I can do that. If I don't want to flex my vocal cords for 48 hours, I can do that.
I don't have to worry about other guests coming to my house that I don't want to see. And I'm like, damn, now I got to go put on a bra. What the hell?
Never.
Like, I could just look at you out of my security camera, just be like, you didn't call first.
I control the AC, the volume.
Listen.
The company.
My mom was just here and I told her very specifically, she was like, oh, your house is so cold. Put on a jacket. I'm not turning it down.
My house.
Not doing it.
My rules.
My mom already knows. That's why I'm like, I got a little space heater for you. Here you go in your room because I am not adjusting my temperature for you. I love you, but I'm not. It's 107 degrees in San Antonio.
I did my time. I paid it.
Yeah.
It's paid.
Listen, I'm okay paying that $300 electricity bill. I'm cool with that. Anyway, what were you talking about? The Wheel of Fortune drama.
Wheel of Fortune. I actually don't know about that.
Okay, that's okay. Vanna White. Not Vanna White. Yes. Yeah. Vanna White.
Wait a second.
I was like, so Vanna White apparently allegedly has been not suspended, but she's been off the air for a little bit. Because, you know, as you know, Vanna White is the woman who is famously known, I think, for the last like 30 years or some shit. On Wheel of Fortune, she just presses the little letters.
She's the one, she's like,
that's the job I want.
She walks up and she, bing, presses the letter on Wheel of Fortune.
Exactly.
Also, I feel like those shows aren't popular.
Popular?
Yeah. Popular anymore.
True, I agree.
That was just a small stroke.
Well, because everybody's on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, like, it takes me a second to remember Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and which one's which.
Jeopardy is Alex Trebek.
That's Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wheel of Fortune is Wheel of Fortune. You're guessing a phrase. You spin the wheel, it lands on something, you're trying to guess the phrase, you guess the letter, you buy a vowel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So apparently she has not asked for a raise allegedly in 18 years, and now she's in renegotiation times for a contract, and so she wants more money.
Well,
and
that woman is that show.
Listen.
I can't believe she's still doing it.
I can't believe it. That's the easiest job in the world.
She was not here anymore.
What do you mean? You thought she died?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Alex Trebek. How old is she?
Hey, Siri. How old is Vanna White? 66.
Wow. She looks amazing.
She is the show. I only know the name Vanna White because...
Who was the host of it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
Because you only know Vanna White.
Yeah.
What is his name? Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. Who is the host of Wheel of Fortune? Who the fuck is that? Pat Sajak. Sajak? He's been hosting since 1981. Why does no one know who that is?
A name? I know who Vanna White is, though.
Yeah.
Seems like somebody needs to be paying Vanna White a little bit more. ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever show she on, or network.
Man, maybe I should start watching Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is funny. I like, especially when they do the celebrities or like college night and stuff like that. That's really fun. But apparently, yeah, so she's in negotiations for her contract. So she's like, I'm off the air until y'all can pay me more money. And I don't
buy As her. She should be.
That's a hard job. It's not.
Says wine. What is wrong with my... Oh, it's because I had wine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just drunk. I really thought I was having a...
Well, you haven't had wine on the show in a very long time, I feel like.
I feel like I'm having a CVA.
Please don't.
Is Ryan Seacrest not the new... Remember they were looking for a new host for a while?
For which show? Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
Why were they looking for a new host? Pat's been there forever.
I don't know.
I'm just learning his name. They call him Pat.
He was retiring.
Oh, was he? Well, Vanna White's still on the blessed
day. I remember they were looking for a new host and someone was like, Wayne Brady. Like, there were all these names in the hat. I think Wayne Brady was one of them.
Interesting.
Does he still do, obviously,
his show? I'm not sure.
The Wayne Brady show?
I'm not sure.
Whose Line Is It Anyway still on?
The reruns, yeah. No. The actual show is still on.
What happened to those? You know what? I need to get back into cable TV.
Yeah, because you're streaming now.
Yeah, I'm a streamer. Yeah. But those were like after school, you're watching. Absolutely. That's why I like watching TV at the hospital. I'll go sit down and watch it.
Because you forget those shows are on.
They're always watching Price is Right.
Price is Right, yep. I always want to see it. Who wins the showcase. Absolutely.
Love it. But if I'm ever in a situation with cable, I'm either watching, there's a Harry Potter marathon that's on, and I'm watching it, or I'm watching...
Bitch.
I am having...
Yo, we need to end this episode.
There's something wrong with my brain.
And then you were shaking. You were like, what the fuck are you, a snake, bitch?
What is wrong with me?
You were just...
SVU is what I was trying to say.
What are you watching?
Yo.
Oh my God, that was so funny. I'm sorry. I did not mean to laugh at your
Yeah, so now I know if I'm ever having an emergency. Wait, not to tell you.
Are you an AI? You were glitching. You were
the Matrix. I was fucked up. Because I wanted to say SBU.
Just... You were holding on to that S, bitch.
Yo,
it's time to go.
That's my Mitch McConnell.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Woo! See how karma hit your ass quick?
I know.
All right, what have you been watching?
I just watched that Untold documentary about Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel.
Okay, yeah. Is it pretty good?
Listen, as an avid hater of Texas A&M,
Lord
Jesus. It was hard for me to watch, but it was good. Do you remember when he was in his like crazy heyday, doing crazy shit? Mm-hmm. He was with Drake all the time.
Yep.
Now with context, I'm like, oh my God, this boy was just out here wilding and no one could tell him shit, which like he was 20 years old, like 21 maybe, making all this crazy money, hanging out with all these crazy people, and his parents are in the documentary and they were like, what the fuck did you think we were gonna tell him? He's famous, he's making all this money.
Exactly.
And he was like, I don't have to listen to y'all. It was really interesting. I really enjoyed the parts about like when he was making money under the table and the NCAA was like, you can't be doing this shit, because I think it's so fucked up how they weren't paying college players for a long time.
For real.
Considering how much money they make off of them. Absolutely. And how a lot of those boys come from nothing.
I think they should have to do back pay for all of those athletes, women and men athletes. They should have to do back pay because that shit wasn't fair. They made too much money off of those kids.
And I'm like, it's insane. Especially when social media kind of got big. Like, these people are like, they don't have any propriety over their image and likeness, which is everything.
Right.
And you're making millions of dollars.
Still.
The amount of money he himself brought to that university I think that year they had like $600 million worth of donations or something crazy. Yeah. All because he was playing so well.
Yeah.
And he was like, I literally didn't have money.
Right.
So he was doing all the shady shit. He just seems like...
Which anybody would have done that in his shoes. I mean, you can't expect people to just come to you and be this person all the time and then they go home to an empty house and ramen noodles.
That's not the way that works. And just interesting because this was the first like sports documentary I watched where everyone was like, he didn't care about football. He just loved being
famous
and good at something.
Yeah.
He like didn't watch tape. He didn't read, like, he just was really fucking great at football.
Yeah. And the coaches let him do it though.
Which is insane. Which is also insane to think that you could play at that high level, that you were doing that well because you were just naturally talented.
Right.
And then eventually he was like, this shit fucking sucks and I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
But It was interesting. I would go watch it. 10/10 would recommend.
I love that.
Yeah. What about you? What are you watching?
I watched just two things. I finished, finally finished The Witcher season 3.
That's the last season with Henry.
Spoiler, there's going to be a season 4. We don't know when that's going to come out because the writer strike and the actor strike. So who knows if we'll ever get a season 4. And they're switching
actors.
Which is stupid.
Henry Cavill's being replaced by the lesser Hemsworth, Liam.
No, you didn't call him the lesser.
He's just not as great.
He's not. He's really not. And for him to play a witcher, I'm like, you're not even buff, dude. Like, no.
But also, it's just like the vibes are very different.
His voice, too. He doesn't have a witcher's voice.
Listen, I'm going to watch it because I need to see what they're going to do. Oh, how absolutely. They're going to finagle it. But I'm not. Ending. I don't know.
They're probably stopping at 5 seasons or some shit. I don't see him going on for longer than that. But I did see that. And I also watched this documentary on Netflix called Poison.
Poison.
And it's actually, this girl is... the documentary is about the United States of America's food, as we were talking about human meat bullshit, but they go over a lot of the different contaminants that happened over the years, like the huge E. coli breakout that happened at Jack in the Box with tainted meat.
Do they talk about Bluebell?
And they don't talk about Bluebell. They should have, which I'm surprised they didn't, but they talk about the peanut butter, salmonella and peanut butter. They talk about the E. coli in the spinach and in the romaine lettuce. I'm sorry. And there was a girl who was, I think she was like 21. She was in high school, I think, getting ready to go to college. She was this athlete and, volleyball player, completely active. And she went to Panera Bread, allegedly. I only said that for our protection, but it's in the documentary.
She got some food somewhere.
And she ate a salad at Panera. And they had romaine lettuce. She ended up getting E. coli. Her body completely shut down. They didn't think she was going to make it. I mean, and she...
Did she sue?
I don't know if she did sue or not. They didn't say that.
I would have.
But she now has this kidney, this chronic kidney issue. And she may, at some point, need dialysis or a kidney transplant.
It's your whole life.
It is. But the thing is, too, and there's one other guy. He actually is now an advocate for food safety because I think his baby was about 3 or 4 years old or something like that and ate one of the burgers from Jack in the Box and ended up dying from the fucking burger. And he was just like, you know, as a parent, you try to protect your kids from everything and you think something as harmless as a Jack in the Box burger, it would be fine. And no. And then one of the executives from, what was it? The peanut butter situation. Yeah. The peanut butter situation. When the peanuts were contaminated with salmonella, he literally told his staff, don't worry about the salmonella testing. Just put white out on it and say that it was negative. Just send out the shit anyway. He literally got sentenced to 28 years in prison.
Good.
As he should have, because there was a whistleblower that worked there. It was, they had leaks all in the facility and stuff. They had mice in there. And
in my $5 peanut butter.
Girl, it was horrible. But it also kind of revealed, too, that a lot of these labels that they put on food really doesn't matter. This thing about triple washed and this is organic. Bitch, it come from the same plant. Like, they're not controlling where all of this shit go, allegedly. And then they had, like, the representatives from the FDA and the USDA because they never want to take fault or blame in anything that happens when you have contaminated food, where they were saying the USDA representative was like, we only regulate meat, poultry, eggs, and catfish specifically.
And even that, they can put a label on whatever and say exactly whatever.
Because they lobby for this shit. And then the FDA controls pretty much everything else. So if you got sick from the romaine lettuce on a burger, you can't, the USDA now has nothing to do with that because it didn't come from the actual burger itself. And they were talking about how, you know, cooking meat at certain temperatures and, you know, how all this meat gets put together. And if you have it, you can have meat from 400 different animals at one time. And
as long as it's majority of something, you're okay.
Exactly. So they were just talking about just the food safety here in this country and how all these people, of course, were like, we have the best food safety here in the world. No, the fuck you don't.
And I hate keeping bringing this up. Where I'm like, I was in Europe for 4 weeks, but I grocery shopped in Europe for 4 weeks.
Oh, it's 1,000% better.
As soon as I got back, literally, when I was back at a grocery store in the US, I was like, this place is gross. Like, everything looks fake. Nothing looks good. Everything's overpriced. Nothing's fresh. Even the fresh shit doesn't look great. Why are there so many options?
Yep.
It's just a different fucking life over here, and I hate it.
Because if you notice, in most grocery stores, I won't say the names because I don't want to bring us any litigation to our podcast. But there's a specific grocery store in town that purposefully makes the lighting in the produce area much darker. So you cannot see the stuff. So when you start shopping around, that's why I always hit the produce first. And then I'll shop around and I'm like, nah, I'm putting these grapes back. This shit ain't look right. It ain't look right. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm just like, when we would go shopping in Europe, there's like one option of everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't need 87 options of things. You and really everything don't. Was for everybody's at farmers markets every day. There's one open. There was not, we went to very few true grocery stores because there's just not big grocery stores like that.
No, people don't bulk shop.
No, like you don't, you shop for a couple days. You don't shop for the whole week or 2 weeks because also no food lasts over there for more than a couple days.
The shelf life
on our shit kept going bad so quick because you just got to eat it.
Absolutely.
Because it's fresh.
Especially that bread. That bread gonna go stale in like a day or moldy. And then they don't refrigerate their eggs either.
Strange.
But it's
not bad,
better.
But better, yeah.
They actually, that yolk be orange as hell. That's how you know it's fresh.
I know.
That's exactly how you know it's fresh. Anything else we need to talk about? Or do you need to go to the rehab corner for anything?
Nope, let's run on over to the rehab corner. Oh, wait, were you asking that?
What no, did I was you asking if you needed to go. If do we need to go to the rehab corner?
Oh, I just need to say one thing.
Okay.
I love nurses. I would just love to preface this.
We all love nurses.
I'm a big nurse girl.
They're the backbone of our society.
I'm a nurse girl. So if you're a good nurse, then you know this isn't about you. This isn't even a nurse thing. It's just like a personality trait that a nurse has.
Yeah.
It's a person thing.
Right. Not a profession thing.
Yeah. Like, if you are an anxious person who happens to be a nurse, shut the fuck up and get out of the room when I'm in there. I can't deal with it anymore.
Very simple. Yeah.
That's it. You're making my patient anxious. If you can tell, if you are in a room with multiple people and as soon as you start talking, everyone shuts up and the vibe in the room changes, leave the room.
Maybe they're just not aware because they're not self-aware.
Maybe. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you, I don't know. And it's at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm also just like, there's so many good nurses that I'm like, is it that hard to just be a good nurse? There's, look at all these good nurses here.
Yeah. Because their skill set is probably good. It's just their personality sucks.
Man.
It's the same thing with physicians. I had this week a physician who, and her intern or whatever, whoever the hell he was, I had been waiting to see this patient. Myself and the OT had been waiting to see this patient for pretty much like a day and a half at this point. And I was literally standing there for 45 minutes waiting for another physician to get out of this room. So I have my gloves on. I'm about to go in. And so she shows up with this little biohazard baggie with a needle and whatnot. And I'm like, what the fuck you about to do? I didn't say that. I said it very professionally. And you are, and she's like, oh, I'm from rheumatology, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, what are you here to do? And she's like, oh, I'm here to do a procedure. No, you're not. Cause I got here first. Come on, OT, let's go. Like, acknowledge other clinicians that are standing right there. Then I had a case manager this week try to tell me, hey, you know, I think this patient needs a reeval because he really wants to go to a SNF.
I said what I said.
Ma'am,
if there is a medical reason that his case function has changed,
case manager, here's what I want y'all to understand. Y'all would never in your life ask a cardiologist to reevaluate a patient based and give them a different diagnosis. Okay, you would never ask a neurologist to reevaluate a patient and give you a different diagnosis.
You would never even ask an echo tech to rerun the echo.
You would never do that. So do not ask PT and OT. I said what the fuck I said. Now, if I choose to change because they have progressed just that well, then yes, I will let you know. Hey, I know you were working on this SNF or ARU placement. However,
they don't need that.
They don't need that anymore. They're actually doing really, really good. But don't come to me less than 24 hours talking about, well, they really want to go to a rehab facility. I don't care. Baby, I'm doing an evaluation, an examination, palpation. I'm giving a prognosis and an assessment and doing a plan of care. Like, we all want things in life that we can't have. And you can't go to a skilled nursing facility because you don't need it, Mr. Johnson. Ugh, it's so annoying.
Go home. You're good. Go home.
Just go home. Like, do you want infections and pneumonia? No, go home. I know you're lonely, but go talk to somebody. Anyway, neither here nor there. Stop questioning clinicians sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, for patients, question your clinician, yes. But clinicians, stop questioning other clinicians.
I
just be respectful.
Noticed, and I don't think it's all of them. I think we may just have a good batch, but we have a group of like younger, maybe resident. I don't know what they are. Okay. They're doctors. But they're young and they're not like the doctor.
Okay.
They're not the big doctor yet.
They're a resident?
Yeah, I guess we could say that.
Okay.
If I had to put a name on it, I would say that. But they're I'll say younger as in like just not 40s and above, mm-hmm. kind of younger, like yeah. young for doctor. Mm-hmm. Very much like, oh, okay, yeah, like what do you guys think we should, very like inclusive right. and kind and mm-hmm. don't think that they're hot as shit just because they have a fucking white coat on.
Yeah.
And we'll even like,
cause help, we got one too.
Help mop a floor mm-hmm. and help sweep things and really care about your input. And if you're in the room, they're like, oh yeah, if it'll take like 5-10 minutes, y'all just come back. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. Absolutely. Way to be a normal fucking human being.
And to be respectful and a respectful coworker. Time.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, just cause you have an MD behind your name, you are not more important than any other clinician that is coming in there. Cause if you were that important, guess what? You wouldn't need my services. You wouldn't need to consult all of these other people. But the fact is, if I show up to a room first, give me the respect that I'm here first to see this patient. If it was a cold blue situation, then by God, go on in there. But you ain't gonna do nothing anyway, cause the nurse gonna handle it. But all I'm saying is, be respectful of other clinicians that are also there to see that patient, because guess what? We are all working in a silo and we all are treating the same patient to get the same result, which is to do what? Heal them and get them out of the hospital mm-hmm. to return back home or wherever they need to be to their prior level of function. And you hindering me from doing my job, that's only going to delay your care to your patient. And that's not fair to the patient because you think your time is more important than mine. And it ain't.
It is
and
not.
Every single time you come to my room, I'm going to let you know. Absolutely not. And because I work at a teaching hospital, I won't work at another one. I won't work at another teaching hospital. Good God almighty. These interns, y'all sit at these bedsides for a whole hour asking the same dumbass questions. I get it. You got to learn. I understand. I was a student once as well, but it's very annoying. Again, learn how to... Time management is important in healthcare, y'all. Time management is yeah. important. Jesus. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox on that.
Anyway, yeah, that's all I got.
It's going to be an amazing week. This week.
It has no choice but to be an amazing week. I refuse to respect, accept.
Girl, we're going to have a great week this week because you can't get your words out today.
Please check on me. Please check on me throughout the week. Yeah. Shit is, it ain't right up here.
Did you take a nap today?
No.
You need I did. One.
I worked today.
Oh, that's why.
And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to go to bed. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, it was a great show, y'all. Because we said so. Anywho, it's going to be amazing.
Coming from our live audience, it was a great show.
Absolutely. Darren is here. He's clapping. What and up, Darren? It's going to be a great week on purpose, y'all. Y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.